Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I think he does want to be in the Hall of Fame. I do believe him, though, when he says, I do believe a handful of those guys who are open and honest about it. I've done what I can do. It's nothing. Like, the guys who are kind of like, what am I going to do? Sit here and dwell on this every year and wait for this vote and hope? Like, I'm sure they want it to happen. But at some point, they're resigned to whatever the fate is. And I also, Barry Bonds has that distinction of, like, it's everybody's always going to say who believes he should be in. How can it be a Hall of Fame if it doesn't include him? I'm more interested. There's a handful of athletes whose psyches or personalities or processes fascinate, I think, all of us. And that we've maybe never gotten the reality of or the full scope of. And we never will. But some of those guys are just kind of left. Like, Sandy Koufax is one that baffles me, that I'd love to know more about. You know what I mean? What went really into his mindset and his thought process and the decisions he made. Bonds is definitely one. Tiger Woods is one that I'd really like to know. There's a handful, and I'm sure there's guys I'm leaving off. I mean, Jordan, we got The Last Dance, and we got it from his scope. But this is not that. You know, this is not an ode to the greatness of Barry Bonds. I'm hoping to get out of this from people as close as they can get to him, a picture painted of what was going on in his life and his mind behind the scenes of the most incredible run we ever saw in a game that defines our nation as a foundational, it's a sport. It's a sport that became what pro sports are in baseball. Baseball, or in America, baseball was kind of the pinnacle of that first and foremost, and then everything else grew off into what we love today, what the NFL became in basketball. But Bonds is at he's chasing the all-time great record. He's chasing a single season record. There's the stuff about his disdain for the treatment and coverage that McGuire and Sosa were getting in 98, and he knew that was happening. I don't know how much honesty we'll get, but I would really love, as he's my all-time favorite athlete, a scope into who this guy was and how incredible it might have been, personal struggle versus the achievement he was accomplishing at the exact same time.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm in. I'm all in for this. I love the fact that they said Barry Bonds is welcome to contribute as much or as little as he'd like. like open invitation to him. Like, yeah, we're not planning on it, but hey, if he wants to drop on by.
They're throwing a party and he didn't get an invite. I mean, if you want to come.
Yeah, we're good to go. Like, if you'd like to come, that'd
we're
be,
having
that'd
it
be
either
awesome.
Way. Right.
He's such an interesting character. And that's what makes him fascinating, because there's the good and there's the bad. Like, you listen to him in that soundbite and you're like, damn, man, he's torn up. Like, it's really affecting him. It's really affecting him watching it affect others around him. And, like, you almost get to a point where you feel sorry for him, and then you stop short of that and you think, well, if you weren't such an a-hole to a ton of people, maybe this would have turned out differently for you. He had his reasons, and I think a lot of it stemmed from his dad, not trusting the media and keeping him at arm's length and being difficult, And maybe that was part of what made him tick and part of what made him who he was. But we had him on for a year. Ralph and I had him on for a year. Super fun to have on. Really enjoyable.
What year was that? Do you remember?
And God, I don't remember what it was. 98, 99, like somewhere around there. I'm trying to think when, because Kent was on for a couple years too. It was right around when Kent went to the All-Star game, like within a couple years, give or take of that.
It was probably
year.
Right before they moved to Pac Bell.
Probably.
And I think Kent was on with you guys after that, because anyone the MVP in 2000, Kent did.
Okay, so it's probably 98.
Yeah,
like right around that. Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, I know there. I think I positive. Nah, not positive. I'm pretty sure they're still over at the Stick. Okay. So, but super engaging, super affable. He'd get into all kinds of conversations. Good storyteller. He was just fun to have on.
He talks hitting. It's incredible. If you get him to talk, like I've seen him do that, and he starts talking. Like,
yeah.
I've heard him tell the story about. I didn't even ever know this. I've heard him tell the story on one of those like rainy day. Games where it's like Rennell sitting with Barry at like a winery somewhere, and he's like telling the story about how the off season went that he made the decision to come here, and he said I was going to go to New York, he was going to be a Yankee, and I was like, holy crap, could you imagine if Barry Bonds was a Yankee? Like how it just the sliding doors of what happened, and then because the Giants were going to leave, and he's like, if they left for St. Pete, we're going to go play for the Giants in Tampa. He would have gone to New York, but he wanted to be a Giant.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Isn't that incredible? These are things that it's like, you're right. There's stuff like that that we'll just never get because of that lack of trust and because how it played out even after that year with you guys. Nothing to do with you, but how his career played out. It'll never go back, I don't think. I don't think we'll ever get a scope of that.
You know, and just the whole thing. Now, would I watch this thing or would I watch Barry Bonds be completely honest about everything? In a sit-down interview, I'd watch that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd watch that in a heartbeat. Because ultimately, what I want to know, and I think Game of Shadows kind of lays it out, but I'd like to hear from him, like, why? Why? You're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the greatest players already. I mean, did it bother you that much that Sosa and McGuire were getting all the love and all the accolades?
He's already 400-400. You know, like you were
already a better player. Yeah. You knew you were a better player. Everybody in the game knew you were a better player.
You were first ballot.
Yeah, they were flavor of the month is what they ended up being. I mean, that's kind of taking a slap. I mean, they were better than that. But, I mean, they came along at the right time. The strike, getting butts back in the seats. Home run record, Maris.
Midwest, not West Coast. Yeah, that's part of
it, too. It was huge. Yeah, it was huge. But that wasn't going to last. That was a couple-year thing. I mean, what Barry Bonds did was going to last.
He built a stadium,
still,
man.
Yeah, it still does last. But, you know, there's no doubt he tarnished it. I mean, no doubt he tarnished it. No doubt he took steroids, period. I mean, anybody that thinks otherwise is fooling themselves. So I would like to hear that. Like, why'd you do it? Did you ever regret doing it? Did you regret passing Hank Aaron while you were on it? Did that ever bother you? Were you able to table that and kind of compartmentalize and put that off to the side and not think about that while you were doing what you were doing?
Because, what advice did Willie give you when you were chasing those things?
I mean, look, everybody else, a lot of other guys doing it too.
Yeah.
So I don't want to single Barry Bonds out here. There's a lot of guys.
Clay Hensley gave it up. Yeah, it's like
they weren't passing Henry Aaron. They weren't passing Hank Aaron. When he passed him, I'm just wondering, like, what did he give it much thought? Was it like, nah, I'm passing, this was great. I deserve it. Like, oh, did he convince himself that, like, hey, this is me. This isn't this. This is just all me. This is what I did. This is a natural talent. Did he think, man, I would have never been able to get here without this stuff. And this is kind of, it's a little awkward because he's somebody I look up to. And yeah. You want to talk about one of the most beloved figures in the game. Hank Aaron, one of the most beloved figures in the game. And you want to talk about an underrated great player. If you can be underrated and great, that's
I don't
Hank
even
Aaron.
Know how. Yeah, he was unreal.
It's incredible. So I would like to hear those sort of things. Because until he's going to say that, I don't even know if you need him in the documentary. I
mean, no.
What's he going to say?
That's why I don't care that he's in it, because it's not
exactly.
A tell-all. I want to know about what happened outside. I would love it if don't think he will be. If he wasn't talking for the feds, he ain't talking for HBO. I don't think Greg Anderson's
given.
I think Greg Anderson's going to be in it.
Dude, my man, Greg Anderson stayed in a damn cell for months.
Yeah, for like 18 months. He's like sitting in the clink, and he's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm not talking. Loose sink ships, baby. Yeah, it's my boy. And he didn't. I mean, I'm sure we'll get Victor Connie. That guy loves a camera. I'm sure. I think we'll get Jeff Kent.
He does love
I think
camera.
We'll get Kent. I hope we get Dusty. I hope we get Sabian. We're going to talk to Larry Bear next. I'd love to talk to Larry. His thoughts. Like, does Larry think he'll learn anything from this? Or is this all going to be stuff that he may know about? That'll be interesting to sort of follow up and watch this along with being able to have these conversations.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.